His name is Richard C. Bell. He's an election protection attorney. He's the author of the book Voting, The Ultimate Act of Resistance, and also the founder of VotingForBeginners.com. He's been practicing in New York City for more than 30 years, and he served as an election protection attorney during numerous United States presidential elections, most recently in Pennsylvania during the 2020 vote. He also served on the DNC National Lawyers Council, the Minority Voting Rights Committee, and has argued and won an appeal of court orders protecting voter rights in New Jersey on Election Day. He's been on the ground, at the polls, and in the courtroom defending people's right to vote since at least 2004. And as I mentioned, he's the author of the book Voting, The Ultimate Act of Resistance, which reveals stories about what happens when votes are denied, plus how to get ballots restored, legal reforms proposed, but not yet enacted, that would solve Election Day problems, plus what we can do to ensure free and fair elections continue in the future. Richard C. Bell, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, Laura. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. I've been excited all day to speak with you about this topic.
I'm glad that you're here. And, you know, I had a chance to browse your website, VotingForBeginners.com, VotingForBeginners.com. And there's this whole video series that you have included. And I think it's fabulous the way you're talking. It's a 10-episode video series to teach all voters how to register, successfully cast their ballots, and also have their votes counted. And it's interesting because I think we take for granted that when we say get out and vote, register, do all these things, that people actually know the bits and pieces that make it happen.
Exactly, Laura. And thank you so much for viewing it. Yeah, and they're just 3 to 6 minute bites in the 10 episodes. But yes, you're absolutely right. We take it for granted because you know what we don't do in this country, and that's what hopefully VotingForBeginners.com will do. We don't teach it in high school, we don't teach it in college, and we don't teach it in the workplace. And when I say the workplace, I don't know if you remember, but in July, 150 major corporations, including Amazon, Microsoft, and Target, wrote a letter to Congress about enacting the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Well, you know what? Maybe they should do something to empower all the voters and get them educated, and that's why I came up with this series.
You know, that's so important to do and to think about. And today, because it's Registration Day in particular, can you talk to us a little bit about why, in general, it's important to, if you have registered before, to make sure you're checking it, let alone to make sure you are participating by at least registering to vote?
Absolutely. So, Laura, most people, I mean, we take it for granted. You and I and most of your audience, I'm sure, are voters for a long time. But we take it for granted that an 18-year-old or an 88-year-old who hasn't voted in a long time knows what to do in terms of the process of how to register, what the rules are, how to request a vote by mail ballot, or what kind of early voting is there, or what to do when there's a problem. And two of the things that I emphasize, my first three rules are early, early, early on whatever you're doing on registration and voting. And number two is I give a lot of resources where people can go. It's completely nonpartisan, my series. And I tell people, go to these nonpartisan websites, vote.org. It's a terrific website. It gets you to your state's rules because they're all different in all our states. And if you still have questions, there's a great toll-free number, 866-OUR-VOTE, and that's the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under Law. They're nonpartisan, and they'll have a live person to answer your questions because you know what? We all have questions. Even if we've been voting for 20 years, laws change, we don't know the rules, we need to be our own best advocates on getting to vote.
You know, you mentioned this, it's totally nonpartisan, and yet it's very difficult to be able to have a conversation with people about registering to vote or voting rights in this country without it devolving into a partisan discussion, without it becoming an attack on one party or another, or the idea of of who it's incumbent upon and in which way they react. And I wonder from your perspective, Richard, generally speaking, you know, we obviously know that voting is a very politically charged issue. I mean, there's nothing nonpartisan about voting. The whole entire premise of voting is about being able to elect a candidate of your choosing. And we often choose along party lines. But I wonder if you think that the ideas of and how the conversations around voting registration, around voting rights in this country, the way that it's talked about in partisan detail, do you think that helps or hurts your ability when you are advocating for the protection of elections and having votes be counted?
Yes, great question. So, of course, the hyper-partisan country we live in right now with a big divide makes it very difficult to talk about anything involving the election system without being perceived as partisan. But what I say to people is, when I'm in line and helping people in line or I'm going to court, I never ask who they vote for. It's not of any concern to me. I want everybody to vote because you know what, Laura? If you don't have a system of voting where everyone participates, then you don't have a democracy. You don't have a free and fair society. So I tell everybody, look, it's National Voter Registration Day because since 2012, when it was created, we have registered 4.5 million people on this day alone. And even with that, based on the 2020 census, we only have 1 in 4 eligible Americans who are still not registered to vote. That means 25% of the country is still not registered to vote.
Yeah, that is it's really surprising to think about that. And I wonder if that's a function of the difficulty in being able to register. Is it that people are it's one of those things they procrastinate, they'll get to, or is it reflective of people's disenchantment with the process?
Excellent analysis, because it's all of the above, I believe.
Yeah.
And the other thing that you're always on it, Laura. The other thing I would add is we have such a decentralized system. It's 50 states with 50 sets of rules. And that's why I think that the cure is voter education. Because in things like the votingforbeginners.com, I think it's a game changer. It's free. It relies on us because, listen, politicians and judges are failing us by the day on voting rights. So we have to take charge of ourselves now. So what people need is some assistance in educating themselves. And it really is kind of simple once you understand the basic rules. But sometimes people are embarrassed. They're new voters or they voted for a while and they still don't know something. You can be in the privacy of your home. You'll look at this. You'll get the answers to your questions.
So, I mean, when people think about elections, they often think about, I call them the so-called sexiest elections, when the ones that grab the national headlines. It's your gubernatorial, it's your presidential elections. But if we have learned anything as a society, or people should have learned anything as a society from the idea of Section 5 being gutted and attacks on the Voting Rights Act of 1965 to present day discussions and debates surrounding mask mandates, it's the local elections from water utility to school board that also are and probably are even far more impactful on your everyday lives. But how do people stay informed about local elections coming up? You talk about this as part of your series as well.
Yes, this is a great thing, because you should be going on to your local newspaper or your sometimes they have these they call patches, these websites for local news, and you need to learn about the people that are running and are going to be making decisions for you. And you know what I say in one of the late episodes, in 9 episodes I'm going to teach you to come from being a non-voter to a candidate yourself, because you know what, you're in the community. You know your own issues. Participate. Volunteer. You know, democracy is not a spectator sport.
Richard C. Bell, the founder of VotingForBeginners.com, also the author of the book Voting, The Ultimate Act of Resistance. You can go to his website as well. Founder of VotingForBeginners.com for more information. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you again, Laura. Always a pleasure.